the second question. Bhagwan, what is prayer? Deva Tattva, prayer is one of the indefinables, because prayer is the fragrance of love. Even love is indefinable. Love is a flower. Tangible. You can see it, you can touch it, you can smell it, you can feel it, you can close your eyes and you can touch the texture of the flower, the softness of it, you can see the beauty of it. It is visible, but prayer is the fragrance released into the winds, offered to the sky. It becomes even more indefinable, because you cannot see it, you cannot touch it. You can only have a very subtle relationship with it, not of words, not of philosophy, not of theology, but only the silence of your heart, utter silence of your heart, can have a little glimpse of it, what it is. What goes on in the name of prayer is not prayer. It is desire disguised. You go to the temple or to the church and you pray to God. Your God is part of your imagination. Your God is not true God. It is a Christian God. It is a Hindu God. It is a Mohammedan God. And how God can be Christian, Hindu or Mohammedan? It is a God that you have created, are your priests on behalf of you. It is a toy. It is not true. Bowing down before a statue made by men, manufactured by men, and you think you are in a prayer? You are simply being stupid. You are simply showing utter ignorance. This statue has been purchased from the marketplace, and God is not a commodity, and God cannot be made. It is God who has made us. How can we make God? But we are worshipping, praying before man-made gods. And what are your prayers? They are also your desires. You want this, you want that. You are trying to use God as a means. You have been told certain prayers from your very childhood, and you have crammed it, you have been forced to cram it. It has become a habit, a mechanical routine. You go on repeating it, but your heart is not in it. Your prayer is a corpse, it breathes no more. Yes, when Jesus called God Abba, he meant it. When you call God Father, you don't mean anything. And between Abba and Father, there is a great difference. Father is an institution. Legal, social. Abba is a heart-to-heart relationship. Jesus looked at existence as the source of our life. A disciple asks Jesus, "What is prayer?" He falls on his knees and starts praying. The disciple says, "I am asking, what is prayer? I am not asking you to pray." And Jesus says, "There is no other way. I can pray, you can participate. I invite you to be part of my prayer. I cannot say what prayer is, but I can go into prayer, because prayer is a state of being, not something that you do." Leo Tolstoy has written a beautiful story. Three men became very famous saints in Russia. The highest priest of the country was very much disturbed, obviously, because people were not coming to him. People were going to those three saints, and he had not even heard their names. And how they can be saints? Because in Christianity, a saint is a saint only when the church recognizes him as a saint. The word, English word saint, comes from sanction. When the church sanctions that somebody is a saint, then he is a saint. What nonsense! A saint has to be certified by the church, by the organized religion, by the priests. As if it has nothing to do with inner growth, but some outer recognition. As if it is a title given by a government, or a degree, honorary degree, conferred by an university. The high priest was certainly very much angry. He took a boat, because those three saints used to live beyond the lake. He went in the boat. Those three saints were sitting under a tree. They were very simple people, peasants, uneducated. They touched the feet of the highest priest, and the priest was very happy. And he thought, "Now I will put them right. These are not very dangerous people. I was thinking they will be rebels or something." He told them, "How you became saints?" They said, "We don't know. We don't know that we are saints either. People have started calling us saints, and we go on trying to convince them that we are not. We are very simple people." But they don't listen. The more we argue that we are not, the more they worship. And we are not very good at argument either. The priest was very happy. He said, "What is your prayer?" Do you know how to pray? They looked at each other. The one said to the other, you say. The second said to the third, you say please. The priest said, you say, what is your prayer? Are you doing our Lord's prayer or not? They said, to be frank with you, we don't know any prayer. We have invented a prayer of our own and we are very embarrassed. How to say it? But if you ask, we have to say. We have heard that God is a Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we are also three, and He is also three. So we have made a small prayer of our own. You are three, we are three, have mercy on us. The priest said, what nonsense. Is this prayer? You fools. I will teach you the right prayer. And he repeated the Lord's prayer. And those three poor people said, please repeat once more, because we are uneducated, we may forget. He repeated twice and they asked once more, we are three, at least three times you repeat. So he repeated again. And then very happy, satisfied, he went in his boat back. Just in the middle of the lake, he was surprised. His boatman was surprised. Those three poor people were coming running on the water. And they said, wait, please one time more. We have forgotten the prayers. Now it was the turn for the priest to touch their feet. And he said, forget what I have said to you. Your prayer has been heard. My prayer has not been heard yet. You continue as you are continuing. I was utterly wrong to say anything to you. Forgive me. Prayer is a state of simplicity. It is not of words, but of silence. Martin Buber, the great Jewish philosopher, has said that prayer is a I-thou relationship. It is not. He does not know anything about prayer. I-thou relationship? In prayer there is no I, and in prayer there is no thou. A prayer is not a dialogue between I and thou. A prayer is a merger. The I disappears into the thou disappears into the I. There is nobody to say anything, and there is nobody to say anything to. The river disappearing in the ocean is prayer. The dewdrop is slipping from the lotus leaf into the lake is prayer. Seeing the early morning sun and you are silent and something starts rising in you too, that is prayer. A bird on the wing and you are on the wing. You forget that you are separate. That is prayer. Wherever separation disappears, prayer appears. When you become one with the whole of existence, that is prayer. Ego is a state of no prayer. egolessness is a state of prayer. It is not a dialogue. It is not even a monologue. It has nothing to do with words. It is wordless silence. It is an open, silent sky with no clouds, no thoughts. In prayer, you are not Hindu, nor Christian, nor Mohammedan. In prayer, you are not. In prayer, God is.